Welcome to the Manage My Wedding podcast, where we believe your wedding is the most important time in your life, and you deserve to feel supported and organized when planning the wedding of your dreams. I'm your host, Yvette Sitters.
Hello, welcome back to the Manage My Wedding podcast. Wedding planning can be so much fun. There are so many fun tasks to do, like dress shopping, hair and makeup trials, menu tastings, but there can also be the tougher times. You know, those other things, they're things we look forward to and that we love and enjoy, and we're getting spoilt and enjoying ourselves with our family and friends. But we all know that it's extremely hard to juggle, one, family opinions, and two, finances. And the third one that's super tough to juggle is the guest list, who's on the guest list. But there is also another struggle that I want to say is more like the silent struggle, the one that can make you feel overwhelmed and stressed. And it's something that affects the, you know, the fact that there's so many things to do, and how can you ever get through them all without forgetting something? And what is that silent killer for wedding planning? And I'll tell you what it is. It is the fact that there are sometimes like 10 tasks within the one task. But on your wedding checklist, you only have knowledge of that one task. And when you go to tackle it, it then ends up taking way longer than you expected. And because it takes longer than you expected, and because that one task has so many little tasks within it, it ends up being so overwhelming and stressful. But we don't realize that that's what the problem is. We just think, oh my gosh, this wedding planning never, ever ends. I'm never going to get through it. And I feel like I have a second full-time job. So that's why I'm calling it the silent struggle, because it's actually the fact that in one task are 10 smaller tasks. So let's give you an example, right? You might be looking at your checklist, and the next thing on that task list is invites. And that's all your checklist says. Invites. But let's break down that one task of invites. One, finalize the guest list names. That takes long enough. Two, create reserved list for in case somebody can't come off the original first list. Three, you've got to then finalize how to spell all the names, because I remember having to ask my parents how to spell family members' names because I've got a big family. Then you've got to, number four, collect everyone's addresses. And then five, you've also maybe got to collect emails and phone numbers in case you're having digital invites. Six, you're going to spend hours Googling or pinning invites that you like the look of. Like, that takes so long. Task seven within invites is finding your stationer or somewhere you can DIY and make it yourself, and where you're going to print it and everything like that. And let me tell you, be careful on that number seven task, because sometimes it's not cheaper and it's hours of work more. So you've got to make sure you weigh that up. The eighth task is you've got to work out what wording you want on the invite. That can take ages too, right? Unless you're in my Calm Bride Planner, where we give you all the correct wording for tricky situations so you can pick the right ones for you, because we've got to think of wording. You know, are our parents' name on them? Yes or no? And what conflict's that going to cause? And what about separated families? And then what about no plus ones? And then what about saying there's no kids? And, you know, that's tricky invite wording. That takes a long time too to work through. Then number nine is not only the wording, but you need to have an idea of your wedding day timings, because you have to have times on the invite. So you've got to have a rough draft of your timings put together. Then number 10, so this is still the invite task list, right? This is the invites, that one task that's on your checklist. We're now up to number 10, which is then that you've got to get the names to the stationer or print them yourself, and then you've got to make them. Then 11, you've got to proofread all the names are correct when the invites are done. And then 12, if you're posting, you've got to go to the post office to get the stamps. And 13, you've got to envelope them all. And then 14, you've got to take them back to the post office to get them posted. And DIY can have more than that because it takes so long sometimes, right? But I just listed 14 tasks within one task, which was invites. And as I said, DIY can take even longer, and digital still takes as much time, as you've got to navigate the platform you're using, and then you have to deal with people not getting your email because they don't look in their junk or spam, because that's where the digital invite went. So that is just one example of how one task is actually broken down into now 14 tasks, and why everything becomes overwhelming and exhausting, because you have to know exactly what to do and in that one task, and you've got to get onto it ASAP, because your task list currently might look small because you're like, oh, there's only 10 major tasks to do, but it's maybe 100 tasks, right? And I'm sorry, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to give you reality so you can always stay ahead of that. And let's do another one. You might have wedding dress on your task list. So one, you've got to scroll and Google for hours to find the looks that you might like. Then two, you've got to pick some stores to visit of the dress you like. Then three, you've got to ask friends and family who are going to come, what days and times suit them. And everyone's busy these days, so trying to find a day and a time to suit everyone can be impossible. Four, you've got to contact all the stores and book a time. Five, you've then got to turn up and show up at all the appointments, and sometimes that can be spread across a few days. Then six, you've got to decide which you liked the most and go back and maybe try it again and check the size and put the order in, is number seven. Number eight, you've got to make payments. Number nine, you've got to go back to collect it. Number 10 is you've got to get alterations and organize that. And number 11, let's not mention the hours that then go into finding the appropriate matching wedding accessories, jewelry, you know, veil, earrings, whatever you need, and shoes and underwear. So with all the tasks, this is what causes wedding overwhelm and feeling like you have a second full-time job. So that's why it's super, super important to know how to break down each task and have a full list for each. Now, I break down another even longer task list in my recent Secrets to Planning the Best Wedding Ever masterclass, and I spill all my expert wedding planning secrets so you don't get caught not knowing what you're missing and wasting hours of time Googling what to do and when. It's basically my stress-free guide, so make sure you watch it, as it's free to watch and it will save you time and money while you're wedding planning. So it's linked in the show notes, so please go there. But if you're wanting to jump to the website now to watch that, it's managemyweddingacademy.com/wedding masterclass. So I highly, highly recommend you go and watch that, because it's free to watch. And as I said, it'll help you save time and money, which is super important. Now, again, this episode, it's not to scare you about how much it is to be done, but it's to help you understand how the stress can creep in and why it's there. You don't know what you don't know, right? So I like to help you understand that wedding planning can be enjoyable with those fun tasks that I mentioned at the start, but it can also be a lot. And you just have to break it down, and you have to keep a really positive, organized mindset, right? We have to constantly check in with ourselves. And I've got so many episodes on anxiety and stress and just staying positive and getting in the right mindset and doing things to help that. It's super, super important. So for what can you do now, basically, though, from listening to this episode, to take action? One, I'm going to give you two things that I really want you to do to help you. One, I want you to look at your next couple of tasks on your task list and see if you can break them down with as much info as possible and work out exactly, you know, what tasks are within that task. So then you actually have an idea of how long that's going to take you and whether you can get someone to help you as well on that. And I want you to work through those couple of tasks. So that will help you. Honestly, it'll make such a big, huge difference. So go and do that. That's step one. And then action number two, step two, is I want you to watch the free masterclasses, as I mentioned previously, to help you. So that's managemyweddingacademy.com/wedding masterclass. They're the two actions I want you to take, because I honestly want you to enjoy planning. And if you understand what needs to be done within each task, you are going to enjoy it so much more because you know what's next. What's the next step? What's the next step? What action do I need to take to get me one more step closer? When we get overwhelmed and stressed, aside from it being, as I mentioned, family opinions and the finances, and what was the other thing? I'm trying to remember what the other thing was I said at the stuff. Oh, family, the guest list, like those three things in themselves can be stressful enough, right? But the silent killer for wedding overwhelm and stress is not knowing what tasks fall within that task. And it's honestly not something that's talked about a lot by any other wedding planners because they are thinking high level. Let's find a venue. That's what they think. They don't think of all the little tasks that fall in within that. So, yeah, I thought that this episode would really help you understand how to move forward with your planning in such a more clear way. And such a way that once you have that written out in front of you, it just can relieve so much pressure from your mind and help you feel calmer. And yes, it might seem like a lot because you're like, whoa, that's a lot of things to do with one task, but now you know what you need to achieve. So I hope that helped you. And as I said, all the links will be in the show notes, but honestly, enjoy your planning. Enjoy coming up with checklists. Who doesn't love a checklist? How good does it feel when you tick things off? Like it feels amazing. So I wish you all the best. Go take those two actions and honestly, you'll enjoy planning so much more and it'll stay smooth for you. So thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy being engaged, stress-free and organized while planning the wedding of your dreams.